You're listening to SBS News.
21-year-old Italian international student Andrea Andrade has lived in Australia for the past 2 years. Like so many, she's lost her job as a result of the measures taken to limit the spread of the coronavirus. And without a financial safety net, she fears she could be forced onto the streets.
I cannot pay rent. I cannot pay for food. I could try talking to our landlords, but they cannot help us.
The majority of Australia's 565,000 international students work in hospitality and retail, industries that have been devastated by the pandemic. But they are not covered by the federal government's $130 billion JobKeeper package. Last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said if they can't afford to support themselves in Australia, they should go home.
There is the alternative for them to return to their home countries.
Lawyer Nick Hanna says it's not that simple.
A large number of international students can't actually go home. For example, there's a very large population in Australia from Colombia who are here as international students. Well, Colombia has closed its borders even to its own citizens. There is a large number of students that I've spoken to who are literally 1, 2, or 3 weeks away from homelessness.
International education is Australia's third largest export, injecting around $32 billion a year into the economy. Students are eligible to work up to 40 hours per fortnight, and they pay taxes. Australia is heavily reliant on the sector, but Associate Professor Chris Wright, a researcher on the migrant workforce at the University of Sydney, says it appears the country doesn't feel it owes them anything.
Migrants have very few rights, very little support, and now the downturn comes and the government's response is go home.
Vicky Chin says flights back to her homeland, China, are both limited and expensive. And the 22-year-old economics student fears if she does go home, she may not be able to return to Australia to complete her degree.
But if I go back to China and then the travel ban continues and maybe I can't even come back for semester two, so it means that everything that I schedule and plan for will be like a waste.
In a statement, Minister for Education Dan Tehan said he's aware the impacts of the virus are affecting international students, adding that those who have been here longer than 12 months will be able to access their Australian superannuation. But experts argue with migrant exploitation an ongoing issue, many have never been paid super. Green Senator Dr. Maureen Faruqi says now is the time for the government to give back to foreign students.
They have paid individually tens of thousands of dollars in fees and collectively billions of dollars in fees. And it is unacceptable that this government is unwilling to support them.
Melbourne City Council this week endorsed a motion outlining measures to support foreign students. Some universities are offering financial assistance, including limited housing support and living and study expenses, as well as fee extensions. But Universities Australia acknowledges more help is needed and it's seeking to work with the government to achieve this. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.